interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello there, friends. Oh, we are into June. Where does the time go? I am so thrilled we have some guests in the studio that are going to be amazing, shedding some light on some very interesting topics. Before I introduce them, a quick shout out to our friends at Union Home Mortgage, where home mortgages are all that they do. You are not a number, you are a priority. It's always a complimentary consultation, whether you're upsizing, downsizing, investing, looking to build new land and then buy and then build. There's so many options, and Shannon and Lucy would love to sit down and guide you through that process and explore what's right for you so you can have the home of your dreams that you can afford. We value Union Home Mortgage. Thank you so much for your ongoing partnership with the program. And of course, a special thank you to Michelinas, where for the month of June, July, and August, they are hosting summer camp. So if you have a kiddo from the age of 6 to 15 and you would like them to get immersed in the joys of the kitchen, where parents, you get a delicious treat each day too, consider signing them up for these incredible camps. There's also volunteer opportunities for the teenagers. And of course, Tuesdays through Saturdays, you can join them for dinner 3 to 9 p.m., as well as large catering options for all those fun summer parties, family reunions, and more. Special thank you to Michelinas. Well, in the studio, we have friends from Thrive, and it's a newer name. Some folks may not be familiar, so we will delve deeper. We have Carrie Lester. She is our CEO. Alongside her is David Flint, the COO. And for the past several weeks, you guys have been celebrating new office locations and the name change and all the good stuff that goes with it through the various local chambers of commerce. So, Carrie, tell us a little bit about Thrive as it is in its 36th year, though we might not know it as the name Thrive as a result.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Well, Anna, we are in our 36th year, but over the past year, we've really worked to rebrand from the Substance Abuse Council. We were the Substance Awareness Center, and we are now Thrive IRC. And so, as you mentioned, just a week or so ago, we've extended our reach into the North County area. So we had a ribbon cutting celebration there at our new location. So lots of big things happening for us over the past year. In February 2025, we had a ribbon cutting at our office. We are under 8,000 square feet here in Vero Beach, providing prevention, treatment, and recovery services. And then last week, we extended that reach into a Sebastian office. And so we've spent the past year really looking at who we are as an organization and recognizing that substance is limiting. It's a limiting term, and we do so much more than that. And so the move into Thrive really embraces the work that we do. And we asked ourselves one fundamental question. What's the single outcome we want to see across the various programs and services we offer? Mm-hmm. And it was our chief clinical officer. She looked at us and she said, well, thrive. Like, we love the children we work with. We want them to thrive. We want their families to thrive. We love this community. We want it to thrive. And obviously, anyone with a substance use disorder, we don't want them to just survive. We want people to thrive. So that is our new name. That is the work we've been doing for 36 years and who we've been for the last year in this community. Anything you want to add to that, David?
Oh, no.
He says, Nailed it. That's why role you have. I find that to be so uplifting. I love the positivity and the name change. This is a great way of looking at it differently.
Well, and I encourage any listener or yourself, come on over to our new space, especially the one in Vero. Like I said, we are under 8,000 square feet, and we changed our name, but we didn't change our programs and services, but we organized ourselves around 5 mission pillars. So you come into our building, it is bright, it is uplifting, and we hear that from the clients we serve every day. They say you can't help but be happy in this building. And so the work that we're doing, the color scheme, the layout, the design is very intentional to uplift people, share the hope and beauty that recovery is possible. And then on that prevention side, really, how are we going to help youth have the skills and the tools that they need for a successful life? And so very uplifting.
Now, your organization, though seasoned in nearly four decades serving the region, is not alone in the task of handling substance abuse, misuse. So what is it that sets Thrive apart? Granted, you did highlight the new building and the new outlook, if you will, of the focus of those five mission pillars. Yet what you offer is different from some of the other organizations that one can find locally.
Yeah, we are probably one of very few local nonprofits that provides that full continuum of care. We from the health promotion, the prevention side of things, all the way through the treatment and the recovery support. But I stand by our staff. I mean, our staff, we've brought David on. Geez, it's been almost 2 years yet?
It's over.
Over 2 years. Okay.
That anniversary happened.
We brought David on and we've really been intentional at crafting a special team. And, you know, that's always been important to me as CEO and our chief clinical officer. And now that we have David in the operations side of things, we are really hand selecting and crafting, you know, a caring, compassionate, competent, well-trained workforce to provide those services. Anything you would throw into that or the work we've done? Sets us apart.
Yeah, our work is unique just because of all of the work that we do, which is a lot, but not many agencies do both the prevention and the recovery. And then within recovery, we do the in-office services, but we also operate two group homes. And so we have two sober living homes that we operate serving men currently in Vero Beach. And so we really help support the continuum from the youth in our schools, getting that adolescent or that universal prevention messaging through adults in prevention. We have a new WISE program that we've introduced into the community, a family support through a program called CRAFT for family members walking through a loved one with a substance use disorder. So we really address the continuum in a very almost full way, not completely full, but very full way compared to where a lot of others are doing services.
With your experience, I'm interested in understanding what you might think are some of the most pressing issues facing Indian River County, being that substance misuse is often referred to as a hidden epidemic. So I would find that statement to be very relatable. And I would think that Indian River County would likely be different than further South Florida or even that to our neighbors in the north.
Yeah. Well, just shy of 2 years ago, we led our community, our county's opioid and substance use needs assessment. And so we really took a deep dive into what are the problems and what's inherent in our community. Some things weren't a surprise to us. Alcohol is the number one pressing problem in our community. Stimulant use supersedes that of opiate use in our community, but opiate, you know, comes in a close third. And I think it, you know, what was most startling to me when we were doing the data analysis is Indian River County historically has had higher than Florida statewide averages in overdose deaths. Indian River County, we had a higher than statewide average death rate. And when we look at raw numbers of overdoses, Indian River County in our four county, our Treasure Coast area, raw number of overdoses, Indian River County leads our Treasure Coast area. And so we have to take a close look at what's happening here in our little piece of paradise, you know. Yes. Talking about the hidden epidemic, you know, we don't think about it or see it on a daily basis, but somehow we are leading, you know, we are higher than our statewide averages and leading our Treasure Coast area.
So, not the bragging rights we're after, yet addressable.
But absolutely addressable. And I have to say what our community did, we took that needs assessment and we have so many great committed partners. I mean, this is a really caring community and our partners combed through that needs assessment. We did probably about three-hour strategic planning sessions going through the needs assessment to identify what is it that we need to prioritize in this community to make a change for people. And it really didn't take our community long to recognize that, well, we don't have, we talk about the system of care that Thrive itself can do from prevention to treatment and recovery. But within the recovery side, we don't have a lot of services, we don't have a detox, and we don't have a central access point. And that's critical. When people need help, they need to be able to access that help, they need to know how to access that help. and they need to know that they can afford the help. And so the community really quickly said, we need a central place. We need a 24/7 access point for services. And so over the last year, we've worked with community partners to design and talk about what this centralized intake should look like. And David, you want to share a little bit of the exciting news on that?
Yeah. So based on the feedback from the community survey and the needs assessment, the hospital district here in Indian River County put out a request for a proposal. We've been working with quite a few different groups, from Cleveland Clinic to Mental Health Association, Mental Health Collaborative, TCCH, the list goes on and on. And as a group, the identified need was that centralized access point. Thrive has been asked to lead that project. And we have a LOI that has been accepted by the hospital district that we are beginning
the planning,
beginning phases of moving forward on, hopefully later this year, opening that central access point here in Indian River County.
And so this is really something that was born of the community. It came from the needs assessment. It was the community members looking at the data saying, this is something we need. And we know it will save lives. We truly believe it's going to transform the system of care for people in Indian River County. And so it will be that beacon in our community, accessible 24/7 for family members, for loved ones, for people who do need, who have a substance use disorder. Law enforcement can use that as a diversion point for people, people coming out of the emergency department who have overdosed. A lot of times people overdose, they don't necessarily meet criteria for a medical floor. They'll be treated at the ED and then they'll be back out. And if people want treatment and recovery, centralized intake will be a place that they can come and receive screening, connection to services, and a safe place to stay.
And did I hear that that was slated to be like over off of US 1?
It is. US 1, the property is off 10th Street.
Okay.
US 1, just the south of 12th Street general area.
Mm-hmm. That is pretty central, all things considered, for the county itself. So very exciting.
It is exciting.
So that commences later in 2026.
Yes.
Correct.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Big step. So let's take this, the hearing about the pillars, understanding the mission, identifying the needs, knowing that we are soon going to have the centralized location. And in 2 minutes or so, can you share a story or a moment that illustrates the impact of Thrive's work on individuals and or their families?
Yeah, I mean,
one that comes to mind.
On a daily basis, David works hand in hand with the men in our house overseeing the recovery resident side of things. You want to share something about one of the guys you've worked with recently?
Yeah. So we had a really moving success story recently. Obviously, I won't use names, but this individual was getting ready to graduate our program, graduated from outpatient services, and was getting ready to transition out of the houses. And he wrote a thank you letter to Thrive. And essentially, he describes in there that he had worked very successfully here in the state of Florida. His parents lived here on the Treasure Coast, here in Vero Beach, actually. He had made his way out to California and was not doing well. Alcohol, fentanyl, and other drugs. And it was a bleak situation. And he reached out to his parents and said, look, I need help, or I don't know what's going to happen. And so his parents started calling around, and they called Thrive, and they ended up speaking to one of our peers who asked them if they wanted to come in and talk and see about our services. And they did. And they called their son and said, hey, I think this is where you need to go. And they did a pre-screen over the phone. The parents flew him back from California. He got here. He was brought into our treatment services, the day treatment program. And then he moved into our sober support housing. He worked that program. He worked the steps. He went through the treatment. He delayed getting a job initially because he wanted to focus on his recovery and how important that was for him. He said as he was leaving that he felt the most confident in his future that he's ever felt.
Those are strong words.
Yeah.
And wow.
I mean, as he wrote this and he shared and when he graduated, several of us were moved to tears. Just seeing the story of success. And actually, I didn't update you. I got a text from him Saturday evening. He was back in town. He's working a little further south, but he was in town. And he was part of a local AA group that had gone and done karaoke. And so he sent me some pictures of a group together and just checked in, and he's doing very well. And so,
I love success like that. I feel like karaoke without the cocktails, you definitely know that you're not destined for the big stage the same way, but that's good. It's good to be aware.
Love it.
Now, before we go on a commercial break, Thrive as a resource, I'm sure a list of the programming and so many other details, as well as funding, donations, philanthropy, all that good stuff, can be found on one's website. And what is that website?
That is thrive-irc.org.
And Thrive is spelt with an I. We're not getting creative here.
THRIV-IRC.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back throughout the region. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Don't go anywhere. Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Tired of pool chores draining your weekend? Deja Blue Pool Service provides the expert skimming and chemical balancing you need for a crystal clear paradise. For Vero's most reliable professional care, Google Deja Blue Pool Service. Keep it clean, keep it blue.
Hi, I'm Ryan, owner of Treasure Coast Tree and Land Services. Don't just hire a chainsaw, hire a certified arborist. From expert pruning to mangrove care, we handle it all with precision. And yes, we are licensed and insured. If you're in the IRC, call Treasure Coast Trees.
Evergreen Media is your go-to for podcasting. Business owners, boost your brand by educating clients with your own show. Just show up. We handle everything else. Get your custom video podcast on Facebook, YouTube, and more. Start today at egreenmedia.com.
They're coming. The Blue Angels will roar over the skies of Vero at the Vero Beach Air Show, presented by Piper Aircraft, Inc. See, hear, and feel the power of the Blue Angels, the MiG-17, and the McCart Jet Motorsports Home Wrecker Jet Truck. Saturday and Sunday, experience the dazzling fireworks extravaganza on Friday night, the Vero Beach Air Show, May 15th, 16th, and 17th, presented by Piper Aircraft, Inc. Get tickets online at veroairshow.com.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. The Treasure Coast Insider. Where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the region. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Shout out to my team at White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery. This is peak moving season, friends. If you know of an office, of a residence that needs help with the heavy lifting, the packing, the ultimate relocation, near or far, one piece or many, White Glove would be honored to assist. We are an interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines. So for those loved ones that are looking to make Florida home, they can call White Glove and it's done in one fell shot. Of course, we have no hidden fees and no minimums. So even for your local stuff, you fall in love with something that's too big to fit in your car, we can help you planning some renovations. We can shift items from one part of the house to the next. White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. Also, a shout out to True Color Salon and Spa. Weekend and evening hours, and more than just hair, friends. They do nails, they do skincare, massage, and so much more. True Colors with a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. You can find them in Vero on Old Dixie, the largest salon in the Treasure Coast. And with summer here, you might be looking for that fresh cut in style. I'm just saying. In the studio, I have Carrie Lester and David Flint. They are with Thrive of Indian River County. And with new locations and a new name over the past year, they are excited to share their mission. And one of the ways that they do so is with a very fun Freedom 5K that will take place in September. But enrollment will start soon, as well as sponsorship opportunities and more. So where does this run take place, Carrie?
It is at South Beach Park. It'll be...
Not this year.
Oh, jeez. Oh, yeah, we did. We moved it.
We're outgrowing South Beach Park.
Oh,
it has
yeah.
historically been at South Beach Park. It's a great little race. We have moved it. We are moving it to Riverside.
That's right.
Ah, a little bigger. Everyone can spread out a little
yeah.
bit more.
A little bit more.
And that really, is, you know, we've been building it over the last couple of years. And last year, we hit a historic high number of runners and community participants out there. And so the committee really decided it was time to, you know, be able to advance at a larger location.
Yeah, the Freedom 5K really is a great race. It's a feel-good race. We have clients who come out and show up. We have a lot of our partners come out, and it's just a great opportunity for people to come out and celebrate. We have the race, of course, which a lot of people like to do. We have a race portion and a walk portion for it. But then we also do a lot of raffles and fun stuff day of. And so... it's a great time to come out and support this cause. It's a wonderful cause that needs your support, and we use it really to help drive awareness into the community.
Sure.
It's a big awareness event, but, you know, I always say, I mean, it is always inspiring to me to see how many people come out to walk or to run. And for some people, it is part of their healthy habit, right? You
yep.
know, and I look at, like, you know, we are all about good health promotion, and we're teaching our kids in prevention about good health and people in recovery. But for some of our people, this is the first time they've ever been out and done something for their own physical activity in a competitive way like that. And so when the clients are coming out or people have been through services, they're out there learning and building a new routine for themselves. And when we have hundreds of runners out there, we've got community participants and supporters. It is really a win-win and a feel-good day
yeah,
for
energizing.
Everyone. It really is.
Yeah. That's a good new healthy addiction.
Yeah.
We like that
it's,
one.
It's inspiring
yeah.
All across the board, whether it's your first time doing it or you are our fastest runner out there. And we do have an award for that.
So we only have a couple minutes left, yet it's fair to say that your services span the gamut of one's life.
Mm-hmm.
There could be seniors with substance misuse. There could be kids in school, yet still initially being exposed. And so the different programming opportunities that you provide, there is something for everybody based yeah. on their age and where they are in their season, right?
Yep, absolutely. And I'll just, in a nutshell, you know, our prevention works has three different strategies. And the first is really, David mentioned about our reach into the schools. It is about, we want to get every kid in this community good prevention education. It's about giving them those tools in the toolbox. Those kiddos that are identified as engaging in a health risk behavior that haven't yet developed a substance use disorder, we've got a program for those kids to help really tutor them in those skills, those decision-making skills, those resilient skills, those refusal skills. And then our community partners rally around us in that prevention. We lead a community prevention coalition. We address risk and protective factors as a community. And our Recovery Works program has David talked about the day treatment strategy. We have that's an intensive treatment program for people with a moderate to severe substance use disorder. We have an outpatient program that's a little bit more flexible. We have recovery housing for people to help stabilize them. We have peer support. And so no matter what your need is across your lifespan, we have a program hopefully that can help meet that need and support you on your path to recovery. And I think it's essential that we are person-centered, and we recognize that your path, Anna, might look different than my path, and we meet you where you're at, and we keep your personal needs in mind as we're building a plan and a path for you.
Brilliant. David?
Additionally, with not just having a substance use disorder yourself, we're there for family members.
Yeah.
We have classes for parents. If their kids are in services, we have classes for parents. We do a parent academy. We have our craft for family and friends. And so we're reaching out and supporting the community and those around those with the mm-hmm. disorder as well.
Well said. That is an important component for sure. One more time with the website, please.
www.freedom5k.com. Thrive, thrive-irc.org.
That's right. And from there, you can soon find information on the upcoming Freedom 5K. David, Carrie, thank you so much for being here. Ladies and gentlemen, treasurecoastinsider.us, live link to our incredible sponsors. Check out past shows and share this one with others that might be in need. Until next time, cheers.